Bucci,
turn that off. What? Oh my God. Hey everybody, it's Bucci. I swear to God. How is everyone doing? Let's just try to bring up some Christmas. Hey everybody, it's still Bucci. Hope everyone's having a wonderful time. Because they're even going to have an even more wonderful time now. Where's my promise Bucci drop?
Make a wobble.
Let's get this thing out of the way. Let's crack a can of...
Ho, ho, ho!
Crack a can of ho, ho, ho! I've been saving that. Keeping this Christmas can... saving it up all year. I keep it in a sock and I hang it off my balcony. If you know what I mean.
Bucci.
I'm glad to be back here in the studio. A lot of the DJs were away. We were in Ridgewood, New Jersey, at Super Volunteers, Tom and Julia's house. We had a great time. Within reason, everyone has been contacting me. They really had a great time listening to parts of the show. Tom and Julia also had a nice time. They've been emailing me all week as well. And they're saying, oh, hey, Bucci, that was really fun on the radio. We had a great job. We did so well. We really gelled all, literally on the radio. And we should, maybe team up and, like, do the show, all the time together, all three of us. And, people who go to dinner with me know that I'm not big on eye contact. And I'm not big on eyes contacting me, especially while I'm doing the show. 24/6, I'm a tangible person.
Easy.
Ridiculous. I'm a tangible person, but that 1 hour, I'm intangible, Bucci. Totally intangible. I'm in the air between your ears. I'm in the palm of your hand. I'm not in your palm of your ham. Let's get that straight right now. And I'm certainly not on, like, Twitch or anything like that.
Bucci.
So, you know, it's better if I'm just, alone and in a vacuum for this show. But I really like Tom and Julia, and I'm a pleaser, or at least a people titillator. Later.
Bucci, promise.
So I said, sure. I did say sure multiple times, and I'd said, oh, I'll pick you up. We'll go do the show. I'll drive up to Ridgewood, and I'll pick you up, and we'll do the show. We'll have a fun time. And I did, and I brought him here, and so let me introduce the new permanent guest host of Bucci. It's Tom and Julia.
Tom and... Julia.
I don't have your mic up. Sorry. It's Tom and Julia. Hey, go ahead. Guys, can't you have... It's dead air. You gotta be on the air. You gotta be on the air if you're gonna be on the radio.
Tom. And
talk!
Julia!
You said you wanted this. I based my whole show around you guys. Come on!
Well, you had your chance. Sorry. No, that's it. Too late. So anyway, it's, I'm going to have to free associate here. It's the week before Christmas. And I am not going to be here for the next 2 shows. I have to be away. The 27th, I'm going to be away. I got to go to this doctor in Georgia, this new doctor, this eye doctor. And she promised to look. I have this issue. She promised to look at this macular pucker thing I have in my eye. It's like a smudge in my eye.
Pucker status is...
probably going to be fixed in a couple of weeks. So yeah, she has, you know, I got this smudge in the middle of the eye. She has this medical grade glass cleaner that she's going to use. And then I have to go to the emergency room after that. And so I'm going to miss the show on the 27th. And then the following week, the 30th of January, I'm going to go to this, my aunt's house. She has this disused well behind her house, and I'm going to just drop some stones into it, like listening to the echoing plop sound. Just the emptiness and the loneliness of that sound. And then I'm just going to smell its warm, damp air. Also, just take deep breaths into the well, smell its air, scream into it maybe. It's, I want it to be maybe a new tradition and a way that I can kind of fixate on the next year and see, kind of drop all my sorrow into this well, and maybe the next year will be moderately better.
Trust, Bucci.
I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could. So anyway, this is the holiday slash Christmas show slash holiday show, and I don't really want to do it. I don't want to have to, you know, I don't want to do a Christmas show, but Miss Christmas herself, a.k.a. Michelle with one L, is making me do it, and she said, you have to do it. It's Christmas time. And it is really festive around here at the station. All the DJs are giving out gifts, mostly FaceTimes. You know, they're FaceTiming with each other, and then they're doing some fist bumps, actually, as well, which is a step up from the usual curt nods that Bucci usually gets around here. I got an actually really nice, I got a very nice complicated handshake from Rich Hazleton, WFMU's own Rich Hazleton, and it was really complicated, might be still going on, actually. Had a lot of moves, like patty cake moves, like some itsy bitsy spider moves to it, and like some flips, and like he was like gently like scrabbling at the palm of my hand. I got my Christmas tattoo. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights and remember the show actually I did last year, Christmas show, will know that I get a tattoo every Christmas. It's a, you know, tradition. You know, every year I get a little tattoo, you know, again, to mark the time and the Christmas. And this year I got a tattoo that says, it says, yes, I have read Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Because I am tired, really tired of answering that question. So I just got a tattoo, and then I can refer people to the tattoo whenever they ask me that question. And so those were the two big things. And the other thing, the other tradition, is it's a pretty common one, I think. I go to a Christmas movie with some friends. Love a Christmas release. Literally, it is literally. Love a Christmas release. So I went this year, and I want to tell you a little bit about it, what it was, because it was, I don't know, there are some maybe things that friends of the show might be interested in. So I went to the show, the movie, like I said, with my buddies, like 10 of them, Steve, Mike, Joe, a woman, Craig, Gary, my doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, and two other guys whose name I never caught, and now it's too late, so they're just these nameless people, but who always hang out with Bucci. So, and I would have brought more people, more friends, buddies, but the theater ran out of seats and the theater was going to be a fire hazard. So just a heads up, when we listen to this, you're not going to hear my friends on the audio because they're very quiet, my friends. I have some of the quietest friends on the East Coast, actually, officially. But trust me, they're there. I actually have more friends than all those people I just listed, but they were all waiting for Bucci outside the theater, just waiting to hang out with him. Just like, oh, when's he coming out? They're so great, my friends. Anyway, the story's not about them. Anyway, I'm just setting the scene so you can picture. We're in a darkened movie theater at the Film Forum here in New York City, and we're watching the Christmas movie, classic, brand new Christmas movie, The Clock Strikes Christmas, which is a movie, new movie about a woman. She's a business executive, and usually she doesn't have time for Christmas. But this year, she's walking home from her business, and she finds this broken grandfather clock on the street. She takes it back, and she's trying to look, and she's kind of drawn to this thing, but it's broken. And so she takes it back to her hometown, and she had to have this kindly old hot guy fix it. And so they work on the clock together, and they fall in love, and they discover that the clock isn't fixed by, like, big city tools, but they're fixed by Christmas. And then I don't want to spoil the ending, but you know. And then, so right in the middle of this movie, right in the middle of the movie, one of my friends, the woman, I think, got up, never came back, and a new person, guy I didn't know, just some latecomer, came in and got into her seat next to me, which is where our story begins.
Testing. Bucci. 1, 2, 3. Bucci.
I travel light.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
This is my first
sorry. Is anyone sitting here?
No, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, sorry. There's no other seats.
Thank you so much.
It's packed in here. Man, you have a lot of friends.
Yeah, well, that's Bucci.
What? What's Bucci?
Me. I'm Bucci.
Bucci!
Shh!
Welcome to the Snowfall Inn. Hi, I'm Karen Barton. I called yesterday. Oh.
So what did I miss?
The woman. That woman right there. She's found the,
Thank you. So nice meeting you. Enjoy your house.
She's found the clock. The Christmas clock. But she doesn't have time to fix it because she's like a... She's running a,
welcome to Snowfall
like a company. So she took it back home, her hometown. The dewdrop falls.
You're in for a real treat. Our Christmas party brings the whole town out. The
town is like famous for its clocks. It has like a clock. There's a mayor or something. And there's a clock diner and a clock. And they make like clock cookies. They actually tell time the cookies.
And who's that?
It's her boyfriend, her current boyfriend. He's a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
He's a really bad guy, but she's gonna dump him, and then she's gonna get around with the clock guy. The guy who's gonna fix her clock.
Right. So Grammy's got the gingerbread in the oven. Be waiting for us when we get there.
She clock guy wants to like control her, but she won't let him. But then he starts crying.
Like, oh, please let me control.
And then she does. And then they move into an old fashioned checker cab because he doesn't have an apartment. He just has, like, overalls, no underpants or anything.
Dad, now, he mittens, too. It's cold out there.
But she loves him. Even though she's annoyed by him. Shh. Sorry. Spoilers.
You know, I had a relationship like that once. Without a partner, though.
Ready to go?
Let's go tell Dad. What do you mean?
It was like a... It was like a battle within myself, you know. I was annoyed by myself, but deep down, I realized, like, I really loved myself, and I was other people that I annoyed and, like, really hated.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, I have that, too.
You said our guest, so are you the...
Owner, brand manager, and current maintenance man.
How do you fit all that on one single business card?
Are they? What? Are they? What are they doing?
Yeah, they make love on the clock. That's what brings the Christmas clock alive. Their love. You know, all their, moving around. Did that happen with you? Did you have
sex? No. I just ended up doing a lot of, you know.
Ugh. Don't make that motion, please.
Sorry. I don't know what other movement I can use.
Okay, so, picture the photo booth over there.
You know,
right?
I know I just met you, but my life is such a disaster. I wish someone would make a Christmas movie about me. Fix me, you know.
A Jingle Bell Sisters?
I would like to marry a serial killer. Just so I'd be the normal one.
You know, buying this in was the best decision I've ever made.
What about you? Are you happy?
Yeah.
Why?
Are you like regular happy or Christmas happy?
Yes, I needed a change.
Most people just
I don't know.
It was a good investment. It's a smart move.
Is that all it was?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're having a baby. That was fast.
Yeah, baby's part clock, too. Baby's like the real Christmas clock.
It's nice.
But it's only alive during Christmas. It dies after December 25th. And then you know, they have to put it away, you know, in a drawer, and then it's reborn.
Like Jesus.
Totally.
Oh, Ben, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Are you crying?
I'm gonna go.
Yes. These things always get to me.
Wow. Credits. That was fast.
So, you want to hang out, get a drink?
No. All right, gotta go. Excuse me.
So yeah, that was in Bucci crying at the end of that. Was that was just one of Bucci's buddies, Mike, I think, and you know he gets really emotional, but I was just like smiling because that guy, he was a weirdo, and I, you know, I got enough friends for Christmas. So anyway, that was my experience in the Christmas movie this year, but it was a little bit unsatisfactory because the movie wasn't that good. It was a little bit too, I don't know, like sensual for Bucci. I like to keep it top of the clothes, please. Thank you. So, but it got me Joneses in for more Christmas movies. There's more, and there's a lot of them, but then sometimes the ones you want are never on any. You can't find them. They keep them from you. You know, they keep it close to their collective bosom. And I can never find the ones I want. And so none of the ones... excuse me. None of the ones were speaking to me. There's the Irish one with Lindsay Lohan, where she... I think she... I don't know what she makes a wish, and then the wish comes true, and the wish is like a guy with like these thick legs, like a catcher, and that's what she really wants for Christmas. And then there's like an Italian one about the Feast of the Seven Fishes. People, you may know that the Italians eat seven fishes every once a year. I don't know why. And I was gonna watch I was going to watch one of my favorite ones, the Christmas episode of Rome, the HBO show Rome. They have a wonderful Christmas episode, but I thought, I've seen that one like 50 times. So then I just kind of like, just sitting on my couch, staring at my television, black screen, no, nothing. I just written Christmas on my television in whiteout, kind of at a loss, again, not crying. And then I thought, Bucci, what are you, and then I curse, doing? You don't need to watch a movie. You have this radio station in your hand. You can force your listeners to make a Christmas movie for you. Holiday movie. The perfect Christmas movie. The one that we've always wanted. Because I want it to be inclusive within reason. And, you know, there's some evil people out there who don't deserve movies at all. But I want to maybe think if we can all get together and create a beautiful, moving, satisfying, weird Christmas movie. We start with a plot, we get characters, we bring up challenges, misunderstandings, more misunderstandings, that kisses, near kisses, you're just brushing your lips against someone's coat sleeve, you know, maybe an uncle being slapped like he's asking for it all year long. Drug busts. Guy trying to commit suicide because he finds out because of his health insurance policy he's worth more dead than alive. And I want it to be so great and special that it becomes a Christmas staple. And so every year you can pull up the show on the archives or go to Spotify or Apple and listen to the podcast, and you can pull it up with your family and experience it. Again, you can all sit in front of the tree, either indoor or outdoor. You could sit in front of the tree, that 90s hardcore band Tree. You can sit in front of them and be friggin' heartwarmed. And, you know, this is the show that we can all, you know, we don't need to settle for mediocrity when it's right here in front of us on Bucci. So pull up Final Draft Pro, and let's make a movie, people, after this. For now, let's listen to a song very quickly that I just discovered. It's a wonderful song. It is Ghostface Killa with Ghostface Christmas, only on WFMU.
I gotta drop all these toys off. Mrs. Claus! Yeah. Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers! I gotta go!
Smell the pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores are out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the reindeer, red nose that glow.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Write a Christmas movie with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping, and ghost knows when you are awake. And I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old Ghostface.
Right. Thank you, Ghostface Killer. That was Ghostface Killer's Christmas song. Great song. Not my favorite song. My favorite Christmas song is Die Hard. Some people don't consider it a Christmas song, but I do. So we're making Christmas song. We're writing a Christmas movie, the perfect one. And let's see this this first one. Okay, who's up? Come on, Charlie Kaufman. Let's write a movie.
Hello, Bucci.
Okay,
is not Charlie Kaufman. No, it's Franco.
Okay, Franco. How you doing?
I'm real good, thank you.
Oh, good.
You?
I'm okay. You know, I'm about, well, don't make fun of Bucci. I'm about three quarters filled of the Christmas spirit. Let's hope at the end of this hour, I'm going to be pouring over the sides, if you know what I mean.
Okay, very good.
Uh-huh. All right, Franco. So you are first. So what do you think? Where should we start with this Christmas movie? Should we start with a characters or some plot beats or what? What are you thinking right now? Tell me.
Okay. A woman is in the kitchen and she's basting the turkey.
Okay. This is the first. This is a scene in the movie. This is a scene in the movie.
It's the beginning of the movie when the credits are still rolling.
Okay,
up.
So we're kind of starting from just a scene, a little acorn, and then the Christmas tree is going to grow out of this acorn.
Hey, that's not in my fantasy.
Okay, all right. So tell me about this scene where the woman's in the kitchen and what is she doing?
She's basting the turkey.
Okay, basting,
which is almost done.
Basting,
and she's expecting the guests to show up any minute now. Well, she hears a scream and then a thump.
This pen is
outside, and she walks to the front door with a lot of trepidation and opens it. And
okay.
Her fat uncle,
I like
she
this part.
Did not want to invite to Christmas dinner, but insinuated himself, and she felt guilty because he had nowhere else to go.
Uncle,
he slipped on the ice climbing the stairs,
family.
And he fell face first into the Christmas cake.
Okay.
And it was like a really ugly cake that he just bought at the supermarket. And
cake.
He fell first in the cake, and he died.
And so it's a dead uncle visits Christmas. So it's kind of like if I can bring it down, we have a dead uncle, kind of his body on the doorstep.
The front porch,
that's
and
what
his
we're
face
gonna
embedded in a cake.
Okay, so that's an interesting way. And this is the start of the movie, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, well, I do like the idea, like I said, I like the idea of a hurt or expired uncle being in there because, you know, for no reason at all. And I like the idea of starting out with a bang. You know, this is definitely not something that you've seen before, starting out with such a mysterious death. And we also have a woman character. What's the woman's name?
Yvonne.
Okay. All right, so we have a start. We have a character named Yvonne. What's the uncle's name? Uncle...
Chester.
Uncle Chester, who is expired, and maybe we can find out more about him later. And
sure.
There's a turkey in there, too, and what's the turkey's name?
Tom.
And it's basted with what?
Butter, sage, oregano, allspice,
okay.
And lots of butter.
So butter and sage, okay, so there may be some Christmas characters in there, too. All right. Thanks, Franco. You got us started. These are all ideas. I'm not going to say what kind of ideas.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see what else anyone can
do. Let's see what else can
do.
Let's bring it up from there, all right? Thank you. And
or
have
bring
a,
it down.
No, it's got to go up.
No, okay.
Excelsior.
Well, okay. I set the table.
Yes, it is.
Metaphorically.
Well, yes, and there's a beautiful basted turkey on that thing too as well.
Golden brown.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too, Bucci. Have a...
Oh, oh, oh.
All right. So 201-209-9368. We are making a Christmas movie. We're making one of the best Christmas movies, if not the best Christmas movie ever. We have a couple of characters, an uncle, a woman named Yvonne, thoroughly basted turkey. The uncle's dead. What else should we put in here? What is the area, though? Should this take place at WFMU with the DJs? Maybe we have a thing where there's a snowstorm. All the media is disabled except for the WFMU transmitters. And, like, the DJs have to bring Christmas cheer to everyone. And then they rebel because they don't want to do that. And they're like, I want to do my own show. Why do I have to do what you know? And then they're visited by a spirit, and then they still don't do it because, you know, F them. Caller, you got Bucci.
Yeah, hey. Hello.
Yeah,
hi.
Hey, hello. Who's this?
This is Death.
Oh, hey, Death. How you doing?
I'm doing, you know.
Okay, Death. Well, I don't really want to know that. What do you think, Death? Oh, what do you want to add to this thing? Do you want to add a scenario? Do you want to add a character?
Yeah.
We already have two characters, so we really need to kind of create a little bit of a storyline going on here. We can't just build from this. That's the wrong way to write something from scene to scene.
No, so I'm assuming we're in an apartment, right?
No, not necessarily. This is an empty.
Well,
this is an empty nothingness right now, except for a
okay.
a woman named Yvonne and then a dead uncle. And a, turkey.
Okay, so we're in some sort of residential scenario.
Okay, so
right?
That's
like
what
a house or apartment.
You keep saying right, like that's been established. We don't have an established we're in a residence at all. This could be in a field. This could be on the moon. You know what I'm saying? Like that, we haven't established anything.
Okay, well, I'd like to put a field on the moon, but we're in this apartment, right? I'm
okay, fine.
Apartment.
You're saying it's an apartment. Okay, so there's an apartment. Okay, so this movie takes place in an apartment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Apartment.
So far.
Okay, yes.
Maybe, like, what's that one? Carnage, where the whole thing takes place in the apartment. Maybe it's like that.
Or the movie The Apartment, maybe, where Jack Lemmon lends his house out to, what's her name? Shelley Winters, and she's like having an affair or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A Christmas
like
affair.
Everybody has their affair in that apartment. No,
I think there's a suicide.
No, but in this one, there's like
suicide attempt.
So all of a sudden, all these tiger gorillas come crashing in through all the windows and bust down the doors, and they're like, "You're under arrest. You're under arrest." And you know, put your hands up.
Okay, so this is a all right. So we're in an apartment, and there's a raid of some kind. Who's raiding whom?
The tiger gorillas have busted in.
The what?
They're half tigers, half gorillas. Tiger gorillas.
I know I said this can be anything, but I don't know what that is. And that doesn't sound very Christmassy to me. It sounds like...
I don't know. This 8-year-old kid kind of came up with it yesterday, and I kind of liked it.
An 8-year-old kid? What kid?
My friend's daughter.
Okay, so she said a tiger gorilla.
Yeah.
So it's which part is the tiger and which part is the gorilla? I wish I hadn't asked.
I'm glad you asked. Yeah, it has the gorilla is the head
this
and
the
arms. This
is the worst Christmas movie. Okay.
The tiger is the tail and the
face.
Feet.
What's the face?
Is
it Bucci. The 8-year-old girl? Bucci? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't mean that.
That should be.
A gorilla, a little girl gorilla. I guess.
Okay, so there's a tiger gorilla.
Yeah.
And then that invades this house.
Every single window, you know, they're swinging in. They're raiding the apartment.
Okay.
But then they realize they're in the wrong. They've come into the wrong apartment, so they have to apologize and kind of clean up.
So these things can these things can talk. This is not a Christmas. This doesn't sound Christmassy at all. Death.
Did they talk in Planet of the Apes? I haven't seen that.
That's not a Christmas movie. I don't know what they do in Planet of the Apes. So I don't base my life on what things do in Planet of the Apes.
Well, I think they ride horses, and I think they talk.
I think that's a subsequent one. All right. These are great ideas. Thanks, Death. I appreciate it. Have a happy holiday. I don't even know. So far, we have an apartment. I'm going to – that tiger gorilla thing, that's for another – that's another thing. Listen to this. I'm crossing it out. You know, what about something simple? You know, like in a Christmas inheritance, like maybe there's a murder and someone inherits a lot of money for Christmas, but then like a priceless Christmas art collection, but then and Columbo has to solve it. If it concluded in Columbo, that would be good. Or Raylan from Justified. Call it Gabucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophie. Oh,
hey, Sophie.
Hi.
Hey.
I have an idea for the movie.
Great. I would love an idea. We haven't had one all evening, so let's have a nice one.
Well, instead of an apartment,
yes.
We could use a penthouse, and the penthouse is really Christmas decorated.
Penthouse? That's decorated. Love this.
It's a penthouse.
Okay.
And the mom cooking turkey. The kids are running
we
around
have the turkey
with
already.
Their brand-new Christmas toys, having a good time.
Xmas.
Brand new
okay, so this is, what day is this? Sophie, what day is this? Is this the 24th or is this the 25th?
25th.
My pen went out of...
Grandma's the
pens
there, probably drinking a cup of wine. I don't know.
Okay, so they're drinking. Okay, I'll just put drinking. And all right, so that's it. And then so we have this penthouse and it's decorated and the mom is making Yvonne, the mother, is making a Christmas turkey and it's like she's basting it just over and over again. And then there's someone who's drinking and then there's an uncle who's passed away somewhere in the corner. We don't need to deal with that just yet. And then so what do you think happens after that, though, Sophie?
Well, when they're eating, they hear like very low shaky breathing, and then the dead uncle wasn't dead,
okay,
but he came back to life and he kind of like walked into the the dining room and everyone's like, oh my God,
right.
He's not dead.
And maybe he has some tinsel kind of around his neck, you know, kind of like creepily, kind of like shuffling into like, and he's going, you know, and whatever he's going. He's going, Christmas, Christmas, like that maybe?
Good.
Okay, that's good. All right, so now we've established a kind of a sci-fi kind of element to the thing. And then is everyone freaked out? And then, well, we don't know what happens next, right? So let's, we'll find out what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sophie, have a nice holiday, just the one. All right, bye. There we go. So we have, now we have a scene. We're still only dealing with scenes. We don't have a plot yet. We're in a penthouse, a beautifully decorated penthouse, the 25th of December. And everyone's drinking and they're making turkey. And then there's this dead uncle, which was previously thought to be expired. They had shoved him under the tree, but he's come back to life. And he's you know, he's going, Christmas, 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 dun, 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 Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Call you Yabuchi.
Hey, so I think what
who's this?
Is missing,
who's
we
this?
We need like
who's this?
Sort of like how Kevin McAllister was in Home Alone. We need a witty, rich kid to be leading this whole operation.
Okay, so we're in the penthouse. So what's your name again there?
Nolan Zenko.
Nolan, okay. All right, Nolan. So we have a rich kid. So we're already established this penthouse. So he could definitely be a rich kid from up in this penthouse, right? Like a billionaire kid. Maybe he's a billionaire.
Yeah, definitely. Like for like Richie Rich.
Right, right. But even richer than Richie Rich. He's like richest rich.
Trillionaire Terry. Trillionaire Terry.
There you go. Trillionaire Terry. Good job, Nolan. All right, so Trillionaire Terry. And what is he? So he has no love for Christmas, right? He's just, money is his Christmas, right? Nolan?
Yeah, he's like a cool kid, doesn't not care in the world besides, you know, making money.
Cool
and,
kid.
Being cool and stuff.
Okay, so what is his business? What is he, how does he make his money? Maybe he just inherited it. Let's make it easy. Let's just say he inherited it. Maybe his uncle was the person who made, he was the original billionaire and then he passed it. He didn't have any kids, so he passed it down to, what's his name? Trillionaire Terry? And
yeah.
And so he's a rich kid, and he has no time for any holiday, right?
Yeah. Okay. And maybe this kind of, this dead uncle kind of brings him in town.
Dunkle.
He's kind of out of town a lot, you know, on vacation.
Right,
money.
Right, yeah. Now we're establishing this cold, very wealthy but cold Christmas, though some of it is, it's decorated, but it's kind of just like they do it, they just do it for... because of tradition, they don't do it for any other reason, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, Nolan, thank you very much. All right, 201-209-9368. We're creating, again, lots of scenes, no plot. You know, if we're going to do a scene, I've always... What about two free-floating mouths with no teeth that are just chasing this family? I had a dream like that last night, and I don't know what it means, but I want to put it in a good movie called Yabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. What do you got?
So, I was thinking...
Hmm.
I was thinking that the uncle would, like, go to Christmas dinner and they would all, like, have a good time.
Okay.
And once the uncle is done eating...
Yeah.
He says he has a secret brother, and then the secret brother comes for Christmas. And
oh.
He's like... Like, he brings a lot of gifts.
Okay,
to,
so...
the kids.
Right.
But then the uncle and his brother are, like, kind of like enemies.
Right. Are they twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, exact twins, right? So we have one uncle who's the miserly, you know, dead uncle, and but then there's a switch, kind of a switcheroo, and then the real uncle, the other uncle, the brother, it kind of takes his place, and he's full of the Christmas spirit, like not too full,
yeah.
But like, you know. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Henry. Great. Happy holidays. Did he hang up on me? I like that idea. I like that kind of like a moralizing ghost like Jacob Marley. Maybe we could have like a Jacob E. Marley kind of a thing, like something from his perspective. Maybe this movie can be called Mankind Is My Business. Sounds like an A24 film. Kollega Bucci. Hello?
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Leo. Oh,
Jesus. All right, Leo. How you doing? What do you got?
I was thinking that, like, towards the middle.
Leo, I love this.
They lose, like, a bunch of money.
Okay, the rich family loses a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I don't...
And so Trillionaire Terry over here.
Yeah, TT.
He sings Blue Christmas.
Okay, I don't know if we can get the rights to that, though. I don't know. We might not be able to get the rights to Blue Christmas, though. So, you have to...
Well, he's directing the song towards money, you know, like... It'll be a blue Christmas without money.
Oh, it's a love song about money. All right. So we do have this, but what about this uncle, this uncle who's like, there's been a switcheroo where the good uncle is full of Christmas. And what is he doing, though? He's not singing. What are you, crazy? He's not singing to a bunch of money. He's singing. He's Christmas caroling. He's going door to door singing lightning bolt songs.
Yeah. But like some random dude on the street. Here's how good Trillionaire Terry is at singing Blue Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they start giving him tips.
Tips. Literal money or like, tips to singing?
Like, literal money. Like, they'll toss him quarters and stuff, you know?
Okay. All right.
Like, they see him on the street corner and they think he's, like, some really poor guy.
Okay, let's do an elevator pitch. Like, you listen to this show very, very carefully. What do you think? Tell me, like, what is the through line here? So we have a rich family, right? We have an evil, miserly uncle who may or may not be dead. I think he is. And it's all on Christmas Day. And then there's another, the uncle's brother. He is the good, he's very good and alive. And so he comes to the family and he's like trying to make this trillionaire kid, this super rich kid, experience Christmas. And so he makes Trillionaire Terry. He doesn't want to. He's like, no, I just want to watch Justified, or I want to watch The Rockford Files. And so he takes him on the street and he starts singing, right? He's like, you got to sing, kid, like that.
Yeah.
And he gets tips. All right. Thanks, Leo. Have a wonderful, just have a nice day tomorrow.
Talk to you next year, Bucci.
Okay. Got to get some new points of view, new callers. Let's have a brand new call. You remember, I've never called the show. I don't know how to write a movie. You do. Have you heard the rest of the show? You can contribute. You know, we have all sorts of elements. Again, so we're starting to develop a kind of a plot, kind of a standard Christmas plot where someone finds the true meaning of Christmas. I would like to have a little bit more of a twist on it. You know, different kind of characters. I had something like an idea, which is obviously not going to do it. Like, we could do like a basketball team, like a really bad basketball team. Maybe this can fit in somewhere. Maybe they can, I don't know. Picture this.
Oh, ho, ho.
Just picture this, right? So it's a terrible basketball team, Washington Wizards maybe, and it's snowed in and they're trapped in their gymnasium. But so now they're like, okay, guys, we have to – use this time to practice and get better. But then someone like accidentally knocks over like a trophy case full of old basketball trophies and it releases the ghosts of all the previous players. I don't know how that happens. And then they're fighting it, but they have to hit five free throws in a row to stop them. And that's really tough because they suck. I don't know how that fits into the rest of the story. Hey, Jim! You want to come in here and work on some of this, contribute a little bit of this Christmas movie?
Yeah, love it.
Very briefly.
Love Christmas movies. Okay. I like movies, you know?
Yeah, I know. You should do a show about movies.
Yeah, I'll talk to Ken about it.
I hope you haven't, your idea for this next week's show was a Christmas movie show.
I'm seeing a lot of I saw the Dylan movie, you know, a lot of the big movies come out.
All right. 201-209-9368. We're taking Christmas. We're building a perfect Christmas movie. So far, it's about kind of a morality tale, but a rich kid who learns to, like, be not so rich, maybe. I mean, maybe he's, like, right?
Yeah.
What's your idea?
Well, you know, I'm big on ghosts because a lot of Christmas movies have ghosts.
I love a Christmas movie with a ghost, like the basketball team, like, you know. Like,
the basketball team could be ghosts, like the Harlem Globetrotters, except all ghosts.
Okay. So Trillionaire Terry is walking. Let's say he's, I don't really like his name, Trillionaire Terry, but well, T.T.
T.T.
He's like Christmas caroling, but he gets lost in this snowstorm.
Right.
And his uncle is looking for him, right?
Can John Candy be the uncle, by the way?
Like, he's passed away.
Yeah, but I mean like CGI or something.
Like a CGI hologram?
CGI
yes,
John Candy.
I'd like to see an evil John Candy. He's never been evil in a
John
movie.
Candy.
No, we have evil. Stop clapping. He
was
has
in
an evil.
JFK, he was evil, right?
Oh, was he? I never saw that movie.
Oh, you got to see that movie.
I won't. So, is that a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Okay, so Trillionaire T.T. is wandering through the lonely old streets of New York,
yep.
And it's kind of like after hours, but Christmassy, right? He is mm-hmm. encountering all these different people. Then we can kind of add in all these different elements, right?
Right.
All these ideas. He goes into the gym, and he meets up with this ghostly basketball team.
Right.
They throw a basketball. It goes right through him.
The Ghost Trotters, I'm going to say.
Okay, there you go.
Harlem Ghost Trotters.
And then he runs away from that, right? And then he finds...
Angels? Angels are in a lot of Christmas movies.
Yeah, like okay, angels.
Yeah.
And then he meets some angels, okay.
Angels.
But then he ignores them because he's just like, I don't really want to...
That's not my scene.
That's not my scene, man. And then we have a Jacob Marley, and then maybe like a big glass of milk, and it's running from Santa, like it's hiding from Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa just chugs the milk during
the
holidays.
And he's just like chugging it, or he's trying to chug it. He's like, I don't want to be... in Santa this year. And so Trillionaire Terry's kind of bouncing around to all these different things. And as he goes, he's kind of learning his own way, paving his own way and learning the true meaning of Christmas. Or one of the meanings.
What is
of
the
Christmas.
True meaning of Christmas?
Yeah, that's my question. I don't know.
Is it like opening presents?
I think
or
it's Home Depot gift cards.
Home Depot gift cards?
Yeah, that's what it means
you
to
need
me.
Like one of those islands in your kitchen. Do you have one of those islands in your kitchen?
Like a kitchen island?
I have a, you know, the refrigerator door doesn't open all the way in my thing because there's an island in the way. I mean, I don't think it was supposed to be there. Maybe the angels could take the island
out. You're not in this movie and neither is your kitchen.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
All right, 201-209-9368. I feel like, you know, so we have established an after-hours style plot, which is like a Christmas after-hours.
Right.
Right? So started in the penthouse and now it's going all the way down into the subterranean areas of the city. It's going to Christmas bars. It's going to houses where, like, maybe there's a Christmas tree, but it's all eyes, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I like it, too.
Kind of trippy, like the Terry took some peyote or something like that with his friends.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we can give the kid some drugs. And then maybe, how about this?
Yeah.
Still no calls. What if people... You know, people just like sitting there.
We
by
need
their,
a Christmas miracle.
By,
we
yeah,
need a
by
call.
Their fire is just like warming themselves to the sound
like,
of Bucci.
Oh, I love this. I
and
love
they're
this
just
show.
Like, oh, it's so, you know, let's, I want to contribute.
They're engrossed in the story.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I mean.
So then I lost my plot.
The eyes on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But so, then there's one of my favorite places to go during Christmas was there's that restaurant on the Tavern on the Green.
Right, Tavern on the
Green. I've been to a bunch of Christmas parties there over the years.
Ah.
And so maybe Terry goes in there and at the bar is Santa Claus. And Santa Claus, hey, come here, kid. I'll tell you what the true meaning
well,
of
no,
Christmas
is. Well, no, because that's a rich person's area. We don't need that.
Oh, I
what
see.
What if it's WFMU? What if he makes his way
to Jersey City?
He takes the PATH train.
What about a ferry? A ferry might be more visually.
Yes, visually. There you go. He's on a freezing ferry.
Freezing.
And he is going across, and then he sees the little light of WFMU.
Snow. Has it been snowing
it's
all
been
along?
It's been snowing all
it's
along.
It's been snowing the whole
and
movie.
And he gets on, and Rich Hazleton is on the air.
Oh, wow.
Or whoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
It's the, overnight, right?
The witching hour, yeah.
And, it, you know, and then the DJ kind of like gives this kid guidance about Christmas, kind of like American Graffiti when Richard Dreyfuss goes up and meets Wolfman Jack, and kind of
that's
like
amazing.
Teaches him about, I don't know.
Rich would be great
cars.
At that because he would really love to like take a trillionaire under his wing and show him the way to live.
All right. So, what is the name of this thing? I think is it called Mankind Is My Business?
How does that sort of reflect the
well,
the
it's
holiday
that's what
of it.
Well, Jacob Marley has the thing. He's like, business,
you know, the common decency was my business. Mankind was my business.
Don't you remember that?
No. Which was that in the...
It's his monologue in The Christmas Carol.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I've seen the
You've
Scrooge...
never seen The Christmas Carol.
I saw the Bill Murray version.
I just saw that, too. That's a uneven movie, I would say.
There's some wonderful things in there.
Yes, it's a little... It kind of falls off a cliff at the end.
It's a little... She's wonderful.
Is Billy Jam upstairs or... oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
That was my voice.
That was you? That's you over and over again?
I guess.
Being broadcast back to yourself?
Is it?
Good call.
No, it's not. So we've built the Christmas movie. It's called Mankind's My Business, or AKA After Hours 2020, you know, Christmas After Hours.
Christmas After Hours after the holiday, during the holidays.
Yeah, after Christmas. And it has all these people. It's got dead people. It's got living uncles. It's got dead uncles. It's got trillionaires learning history. It's got supernatural elements
Harlem
to it.
Harlem Globetrotters.
It doesn't have your kitchen in it in any way.
Well, that's good because there's not a lot of room in there.
Yeah, because of the kitchen island. You know what it also has? And he finally goes all the way up and he arrives at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Happy holidays, I suppose. If you must have one, have a nice one. Happy holidays, Jim.
Hey, happy holidays.
Thank you for being here as usual. And remember, who listens to Bucci? You do.
You do, G.
Good call.
Hello. Good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? Hello. Can I hear you? Hello. Hello. Can I, hello. 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 Hello.
Good call.
Hello. Good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? Hello. Can I hear you? Hello. Hello. Can I, hello. 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 Hello.
Good call.
Hello. Good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? Hello. Can I hear you? Hello. Hello. Can I, hello. 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 Hello.
Good call.
Hello. Good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? Hello. Can I hear you? Hello. Hello. Can I, hello. Hello. Hello, hello,
good call.
Hello, good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? Hello, can I hear you? Hello, hello, can I, hello, 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 good call. Hello, good call.
Twas the show after Bucci. Twas the Friday before Christmas.